This is my podcast on France's involvement in Lebanon. The SEG-PACO agreement during the First War on May 19, 1916 was signed by Britain and France, allowing them to intervene and control different countries in the Arab territories. France and Britain were the world's superpowers and succeeded in drawing the borders of the new countries. The state of Greater Lebanon was declared on September 1, 1920. In the early 1920s, British and French power over the Arab territories became known as the League of Nations mandate system. The Greater Lebanon, as well as Syria, fell under the French control in 1920 and included other portions of southeastern Turkey. The mandate system that the French used was supposed to be different from colonialism. The legal role that the French had was being responsible for creating a controlling government for Lebanon and developing resources. They would help them with this until they felt the country would be okay on its own and be self-governed. The Greater Lebanon was changed to the Lebanese Republic in 1926, and a new constitution was put into force. It guaranteed basic individual rights and freedoms, and provided for a parliamentary form of government, and despite a few changes, is still in use today. The French High Commissioner in Beirut helped to promote this constitution. For the Christians in Lebanon, almost all Maronites, Greek Orthodox, and Catholics supported the French mandate and the separation of Syria and Lebanon being their own nations. They viewed Lebanon as their Christian homeland. However, on the Muslim side, almost all the Sunni Muslims in Greater Lebanon rejected the new state upon its creation and wanted to be more unified with Syria. The French did not want to exclude the Muslims from participating in the Lebanese government. The constitution made it so that the president must be a Maronite Christian, the prime minister must be a Sunni Muslim, and the speaker of the Chamber of Deputies a Shia Muslim. And last, the highest function remained the French High Commissioner. The Greater Lebanon remained under French control until 1943. It wasn't until 1946 when the French troops were completely out of Lebanon.